Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. 20 years ago today, a fire in a vacant storage building in Worcester claimed the lives of 6 firefighters. The cold storage fire resonated around the country, leading to new protocols for fighting fires and rallied Worcester residents around their fire department. To mark the anniversary, WBUR's Simone Rios has this report on how the fire is remembered in Worcester today.
It's a lazy Sunday morning inside Union Station in the center of Worcester. But at one end, a crowd of people is lined up to see a special exhibit commemorating the Worcester Six.
I guess 20 years is the time to break all this stuff out again and show the people, and the people still support us. We'll never forget these guys.
Angelo Bongiovio was a Worcester firefighter from 1983 to 2011. He's here at the Worcester Historical Fire Society's exhibit to greet visitors and answer their questions. The room is filled with posters made by school kids thanking the department, patches and caps sent in from firefighters around the country, and memorabilia salvaged from the burnt ruins of the cold storage building. Bongiovio walks toward an old pair of firefighter gloves used in the blaze, framed with the pictures of the 6 who gave their lives: Thomas Spencer, Paul Brotherton, Timothy Jackson, Jeremiah Lucy, James Lyons, Joseph McGuirk.
Came on the job with Paul. Jerry, out of training, came to the Providence Street Fire Station. Tommy, I worked with, great guy. Jay, I didn't know as much. Joe McGuirk, I knew his wife very well and his family that he grew up with. And, of course, Timmy. Yeah, I knew them all. Fantastic people. Heroes.
Investigators found that the fire was started accidentally by 2 homeless people squatting in the vacant warehouse. Firefighters entered the building after hearing there may have been people inside. That turned out to be false. The labyrinthian layout and the lack of windows left the rescuers disoriented and calling for help. Fire Lieutenant John Sullivan was among those who went in to search for them. He says the rescue was particularly difficult because commanders didn't know where to send the teams. It was only after the fire that they learned which floor the trapped firefighters were on and how close they were.
We actually got called to the 5th floor, so we were on the right floor, but at that point, conditions were such that leaving the stairwell was not tenable. We were actually at that point going for ladder 2. We were on the stairwell trying to sound for them to get them out, and as we were doing that, the chief called for the evacuation of the building.
Sullivan is now the fire chief in Brookline. He says the cold storage fire was the defining event in his career, taking him around the country and beyond to participate in seminars on firefighter safety and well-being.
Personally, it's been a huge burden for many years for me. I've tried to hold it up as best as I can for my family and for the firefighters around me. In my personal times, I've had my moments.
The cold storage fire investigation resulted in a series of recommendations to try to prevent firefighters from getting lost in burning buildings. They include attaching ropes to entry points, setting up high-powered lights, and using thermal imaging cameras to spot victims. But events in Worcester over the last 20 years show that no matter what kind of protocols or equipment are in use, it will always be a dangerous job. 3 Worcester firefighters have been killed in the line of duty since the cold storage blaze. Most recently, Lieutenant Jason Menard, who died last month after entering a burning building. It's Sunday at the Worcester Flea Market, and vendor Susan Mastromateo swipes her cell phone as she ticks off prices to customers. I stopped in here to see how ordinary Worcester residents feel about the cold storage fire 20 years later. Mastromateo says it's never far from her mind.
Knew most of them. Sorry, this is hot. So we knew most of them. One was my nephew's father's, was the kid's friends. We used to see him all the time at Toscano's Market. So we knew a lot of them. Nobody in Worcester doesn't not know anybody. Does somebody know somebody?
Right.
So we, it's hot.
One of Mastro Mateo's nephews is a firefighter. Another nephew is a police officer. And she says it's the bravery of the city's first responders that inspires young people to serve. Thousands of people are expected to gather this evening at the site of the cold storage fire, where a new fire station now stands, to remember the six men who gave their lives to keep others safe. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios.